Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate that. So let's talk about some good stuff. I think that's the very first thing we should get underway.
I think so.
Yeah, okay, does that sound like a plan? For example, Tri-State Livestock News, that's good stuff. They are the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers. So you obviously want to get in on the information that they have with all those resources, so make sure you check them out. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN.com to subscribe.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County. Check out one of the great museums, the Cherry County Historical Society. Also, Centennial Hall, the oldest standing school building in the state of Nebraska, constructed in the late 1800s, 1897, I believe. And, of course, you got the Arthur Bowring Sandhills Ranch over at Merriman as well. A lot of things to kind of check out, some local history if you're into that. Go to visitvalentine.com.
I'm going to read The Memories in Grandmother's Trunk, and this actually is by Red Steagall. They came in a wagon from St. Joe, Missouri. Grandmother was 7 years old. I remember she said she walked most of the way through the rain and the mud and the cold. She saw the Comanche. They came into camp, not the savage she'd seen in her dreams. They were ragged and sad, hungry and cold, begging for salt pork and beans. They staked out a claim at the cross timbered breaks where the big herds went north to the rail. One day a cowpuncher gave her a calf, too young to survive on the trail. Their Jersey cow gave more milk than they needed. The calf grew up healthy and strong. She staked him that fall in the grass by the creek and pampered him all winter long. In April, her daddy rode into Fort Worth with her calf on the end of his rope. He traded her prize for a red cedar trunk that she filled full of memories and hope. I found Grandmother's trunk hidden under a bed in a back room where she used to sleep. I've spent the whole morning reliving her youth through the trinkets that she fought to keep. There's the old family Bible, yellowed and worn. On the first page was her family tree. She traced it back to the New England coast, and the last entry she made was me. I unfolded a beautiful star pattern quilt. In the corner, she cross-stitched her name. I wonder how many children it kept safe and warm from the colds of the West Texas plain. There's a tattered old picture that says, "Mom, I love you." Though faded, there's a young soldier's face and a Medal of Honor the government sent when he died in a faraway place. A cradle board covered with porcupine quills traded for salt pork and beans was laying on top of a ribbon that read, "Ford County Rodeo Queen." Dried flowers pressed in a book full of poems and a card with this message engraved, "To my darling wife on our 25th year," and some old stamps my grandfather saved. Of course, there are pictures of her daddy's folks. They sure did look proper and prim. I reckon if they were to come back to life, we'd look just as funny to them. Grandmother's life seemed so simple and slow, but the world started changing too soon. She heard the first radio, saw the first car, and lived to see men on the moon. Life on this planet is still marching on, and I hope that my grandchildren see my side of life through the trinkets I've saved. That way, Grandmother's trunk does for me.
Can I leave you with some ranching advice today? Would that be okay?
Please do.
I found this. You find the weirdest things circulating out there on the old World Wide Web. So this is some advice, and I want you guys out there to write this down. So I'll give you just a second to grab a pen and paper, maybe scratch it in the dust on the dash of your pickup, whatever you need to do. But you need to be paying attention to this one. So if you have one wild cow left in the pasture after Roundup, and your wife is the only person who can help you get it in, shoot the cow, stay married, and eat steak. You can thank me later.
Very wise.
Oh, I thought that was funny.
I think it's very, very, very funny indeed. And no, I think it's wise. I'm not sure if it's funny, but I think it's wise. When a crisis occurs, work on effectively fixing it instead of focusing on who is responsible for the error.
Thanks for sending things to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. We appreciate hearing from listeners out there around the area. And keep listening to the good stuff